The state of Alaska is looking at ways to cut spending, increase revenue, or most likely both, to balance its budgets now that oil revenue is down. That's going to affect the city's bottom line. According to incumbent Mayor Alice Ruby, finances will probably be the biggest issue the city will have to deal with in the next few years.
We've got some infrastructure, buildings, and equipment that are not in terrible shape, but they're going to need attention. And part of developing a fiscal plan is sort of taking care of what we've got, but also just figuring out what our direction will be with like the marijuana legalization. That'll be another issue we'll probably be involved in for the next couple of years. And I think education funding is going to bring pressure on the city.
Holly Johnson is a sitting member of the Dillingham Council, currently in her first term. Johnson says finances are one of several main issues she's running to address.
Honestly, I don't think there is just a main issue facing the city. I think there's quite a few issues facing the city. Budget, management, accountability, responsibility, communicating with the community members, having different types of forums besides the city council, encouraging community members to talk to their city council members, just having more of an open door. But as far as having one single main issue, there's not just a main issue.
Like Ruby, Johnson also says marijuana commercialization is a major issue the mayor will be guiding the council in addressing in the near future. Tracy Hightower and Dave Gladden both say they want to bring more businesses to town and help lower the cost of living so that more people want to move to Dillingham. Hightower, who is not running for re-election of his seat on the council, says Dillingham taxes and spends too much, calling those the main issues he will address as mayor.
The city's spending is out of control, and I've been working the last 4 years trying to slow that down, the spending. And I'd like to pursue that further.
Dave Gladden is a bit of a wild card in this election. He has run but has not been elected to political office before. Gladden has found himself in a series of battles with the city of Dillingham over unpaid taxes. He lost his properties in a city foreclosure several years ago, and his lawsuits have gone up to the state Supreme Court. He has lost those cases, but represents himself. The city's lawyers have billed tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees defending against those cases. Still, Gladden says how the city will continue paying for itself is concerning, and answered a question of what's the biggest issue the city faces this way.
Well, probably the reduced funding resources. I mean, we're seeing that at the state level, and so it's coming, and these aren't fun topics to think about, but we're going to have to be creative and think outside the box and, do what we got to do, make it happen.
The four candidates have agreed to square off in a public debate Friday evening at the middle school gym. The student council is taking questions from the public to put to the candidates in a debate that will be moderated and aired on KDLG. You can send questions for the candidates to us at news@kdlg.org. In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.